Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All right, TV watchers, did you watch the Emmy Awards last night? There were a few surprises, including big wins for the AMC show Breaking Bad and ABC's Modern Family. Have you seen these shows? Many people who've watched some of the other winners, The Daily Show, Mad Men, obviously know those. 30 Rock got its streak broken for Best Comedy Series years in a row. But of all the shows on the channels, what do you think is worth watching that other people might not know about? And that's our Emmys According to You call-in for the last 10 minutes of the show today at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post it to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. While we're waiting for calls, let's hear a couple of clips from winners last night. And the reason why is some of these may not be well-known, even though they were big Emmy winners, to many of you. Actors Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul won for their performances in the AMC series Breaking Bad. That show centers on Walter White, a chemistry teacher who finds out that he has cancer and turns to the drug trade in hopes of leaving his family financially secure. How's that for a TV show premise? Here is a clip from season three where Cranston interacts with Paul, who plays White's former student and business partner.
That is the last money you'll ever earn in this business.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
Well, I hate to break it to you, Jesse, but our mutual associate was only using you to get to me.
What are you talking about?
You see, he needs someone with expertise. Someone who knows what he's doing. In other words, he needs me.
You telling me you're cooking again?
Yeah. Let's see, how should I put this? I'm in. You're out.
All right. So there's a scene from Breaking Bad. And here's 30 seconds of ABC's Modern Family, which beat out 30 Rock and Glee for Outstanding Comedy Series. And again, we're only playing this because even though it's on ABC, even though it won Best Comedy, a lot of people don't know about the show. And in this scene, the characters Claire and Haley try to fix a broken stair and need to call Ty, who is at a basketball game and on the TV Jumbotron.
Okay, I just made it worse. I'm not freaking out, though. I'm going to call your dad, and he's going to tell me how to fix this.
Oh, my God, it's Dad.
Where?
Right there behind Colby.
Oh,
how weird is this?
Quick, tell me something to say that'll freak him out.
Tell him I'm pregnant.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Well, here we go. How funny is this?
Hey, it's Phil. You know what to do.
Well, that was pretty funny.
All right, so have you seen these shows? What makes them worth watching? If you're a fan of Modern Family or of Breaking Bad, call up. Convince our listeners why they should tune in to any of your favorite shows that others may not know about. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Tom and Astoria, what are you watching?
Louie on FX.
Tell us about it.
It's the comedian Louis C.K., who's been around for a long time. He's really smart, really funny, and the show is really truthful, and it makes you laugh, but it also makes you think, which is kind of rare.
Around a certain kind of theme or set of themes?
Yeah, he's a 40-something divorced dad with two kids, and he's basically playing himself, a stand-up comic in New York. But the themes he's dealt with, you actually ran a piece on NPR about one of his episodes about talking about gay comedians and stuff, and it covers a lot of social
things. Louis on FX. Tom, thanks a lot for that. Harvey in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. What are you watching?
It's a show on A&E. It's on tonight, actually, called Intervention, and it's a reality show where someone with some sort of an addiction or an eating disorder, you know, but a serious life-threatening behavior is followed from the start of the show where they think they're just on a documentary about that particular behavior through the intervention. In other words, their family members and an interventionist sit down to try and get them to go
but
into
But then instead of just being about it, they really try to do an intervention with the person.
You see the intervention. In fact, the last 30 seconds of the show tells you what happened after the 2 months of them in the intervention. Did they have a relapse or are they sober? It's a very sobering, no pun intended, piece of television. Sometimes it's even too hard to watch.
Thank you for your call. Intervention on A&E. Scott in Rockland, what are you watching that other people might not know about?
Hey, Brian, I'm watching Sons of Anarchy on FX.
Another FX show. And tell us about it. Quick 10-word blurb on Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy is about a outlaw motorcycle gang and a struggle within that gang between the stepfather, who's the leader of the gang, and the son, who wants to change the gang around to his original father's interpretation of what the gang should be.
Thank you very much. Peter in Oyster Bay is a Modern Family fan. Hi, Peter.
How you doing?
Good. So you were glad that won Best Comedy last night?
I think it's one of the most hilarious feel-good shows that you can watch. I think it makes fun of stereotypes of expected behavior from children, from wussy husbands to gay couples. It's just absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you very much. Shanti, or is it Shanti?
Shanti.
Shanti, hello. You're on WNYC. What are you watching that other people might not know about?
Oh, first of all, Brian, love your show.
Long-time
listener.
Thanks.
I love Friday Night Lights. It is ostensibly about football, but I think that's also why people don't watch the show, and it's about so much more than football. Connie Britton and Kyle Chandler do some of the best acting around. I think they have been robbed the last few years of their Emmys, last night included, unfortunately.
Did they get nominated?
Yes, they did get nominated for the first time, finally, but they didn't win. The characters in this year, they actually brought on a whole new set of characters, and you think, well, there's no way they can get me to care about these characters the same way I have for the characters in the past. And in a very short season, they do, and the writing is just that strong. And while you may see the plot sort of coming down the road, the way that they execute it and the way that the characters are always real within that plot is special.
All right. Thank you. Virginia in Riverdale, what are you watching that other people might not know about?
Hi. I'm watching MI5, which is a BBC production originally. Very smart spy show from England, set, in London, but smart international plots. And Matthew McFadyen, early in his career. And it's just great. It's reruns, I think, on PBS. And, for fans of 24... who've seen it go, this is an absolutely interesting, intellectually just fast-paced, great spy show.
Thank you very much. From our comments page, Roy from Queens writes that he's watching Chuck. A geeky computer repairman gets into the spy game when he inadvertently downloads a mainframe that contains the government's espionage secrets via email from an old college friend. Whenever he sees a person or hears a name, he flashes and notes the details to his handlers, who protect him from terrorists and other global reprobates. Chuck, the geeky computer repairman. Steve in East Newark, you're a Breaking Bad fan, right?
Love Breaking Bad. I just got into that show. I watched actually the first two seasons in a span of a couple of days off the internet. And
for people who've never seen it, give us the six-word blurb.
A six-word verb?
Blurb.
Oh, amazing. I mean, you really just got to watch it, and it's really hardcore. It touches on a lifestyle that people aren't really too accustomed to, and
the drug dealers
really don't know too much about.
Steve, thank you very much. And the last shout-out is going to go to Bradley in East Rutherford. Bradley, what are you watching that other people don't know about?
Definitely watching Cougar Town. I think it's an absolutely hilarious show. And as a younger listener, I was just saying that it actually makes me want to be kind of like the characters on the show because they are hilarious and they drink quite a bit of wine and make that seem like that's all you do, I guess. It seem glamorous to be a little older.
The generational premise.
That's right.
Of Cougar. The older women as sex symbols, right?
Well, I don't know. I guess also as imperfect parents as well is kind of a funny theme.
All right, Bradley. Thanks a lot. Thanks to all of your calls. There's a little of the Emmys according to you. You can keep posting on our page for this. TV shows that you watch and you hear how many of are out there that you probably never heard of. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, and Paige Cowett produced this program with James Hover, Valerie Lipinski, and Karen Camp. Intern help today from Alec Hamilton and Annalise Winnie. And that's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer.